News. Can homeowners still refinance to save money?
Definitely. Don't be paralyzed by all the media doom and gloom. The Fed's aggressive action is pushing mortgage rates to historic lows. It's ridiculous. You as low as 5.5% with an APR of 5.6.
Oh, hold on. How can Paramount Equity offer a rate like that?
The fact is, we're one of the only mortgage banks in the country that can truly deliver these rates and the flexible programs you need to reduce your monthly payments and eliminate debt.
So how long can this low-rate cycle last?
The Fed has clearly stated this is a temporary window for homeowners to take decisive action. And we're going to help you with zero out-of-pocket expenses and our guarantee to beat any written rate and fee structure. So call 456-6000 right now, and I'll pay for your home to be appraised. Paramount Equity is committed to saving our neighbors money. Call 559-456-6000.
Licensed by the Department of Corporation.
Now, more Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler on News Talk 580 KMJ.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes. Thanks so much for being with us today. The time always goes by so quickly, and that is the case once again today as we visit with ace pilot Ed Roddy, owner of 8 aerial victories during World War II, and he goes to military functions, and often he's asked to go speak where people want to hear from aces. He signs those pictures of himself outside the cockpit of planes like Babs, a P-47. Where did that name originate? Did you get to name Babs, or was that someone else?
That's right. My crew chief, he had a daughter born just before we climbed on the boat to go overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got over there, and he said, what name are we putting on your nose of your airplane? And I said, you put your name up there. And he said, put Babs. She'd be in her 60s, now 65, 66, something like that.
And I'm sure she's well aware of why that plane was named. Yeah. That's great.
He's still alive. He's in Florida.
Wonderful. Well, maybe you'll see him at the reunion when you go. We just have a few minutes left, and we need to get to what happened in August of 1945. The first bomb had been dropped on Hiroshima, as you mentioned. You told of the cities you'd been told to avoid. There were as many as 6 targets that the U.S. was looking at to drop bombs. But the day the second bomb was dropped, you were actually in the air flying a mission. Tell us about what you experienced, what you witnessed that day.
Okay. The Japanese were told that only unconditional surrender, no conditions.
Right.
And General Smith, our fighter command boss, says we got to keep the pressure on anything that moves. And he ordered a 16 ship, which I led up 310 squadron to the east coast of Kyushu, the southernmost of the Big Islands, anything that moved. And we were at 8,000 feet en route, and probably an hour and a half out. And at 11 o'clock to my position, I saw, it looked like a tangerine on the horizon. And I thought, by golly, that must be an ammo ship exploded. And I looked at my watch, and I figured when I feel the concussion, I'll be able to figure out approximately how far away it was. I never felt a thing. Well, the tangerine shrunk, and this cloud started up, and it went above all the other clouds in the sky. And it dawned on me, hey, it's another A-bomb. I didn't even know we had 2. I didn't know we had 1. One of my brothers, my oldest brother, who worked on in the Pentagon, and he worked on both the nuclear part and marrying it to an airplane, the B-29.
Wow.
The younger one, two years younger, who's still 10 years older than me, had worked on radar. Neither one of them had ever mentioned a thing to me about it, and I didn't ask them because I was dealing with top secret stuff myself.
Mm-hmm. So you saw the bomb dropped on Nagasaki, and you reported that when you got back.
Anyhow, our intelligence, when we landed, we were really excited, and I told the squadron commander, Colonel Tooman, I said, go ahead and make out the mission report. I think we're about 225 miles. Well, he made it out. He said, I think we are 250. I said, okay, that's good enough. And I've still got that newspaper. He sent me the newspaper, a New York newspaper, and it's got my name misprinted, misspelled, and said I was in a Mustang. I wasn't. I was in a P-47.
Your Thunderbolt friends would not forgive you if you didn't correct that.
Fifth Fighter Command called at midnight, and they wanted to know. First of all, they poo-pooed it, and they said, oh, Ruddy must be smoking something. But at midnight, they called. They wanted to know altitude, airspeed, temperature, and all the rest of that garbage.
So that was one of many chances you had to witness history.
Well, then the peace team was coming in. I called General Smith, and I said, I understand you're going to meet with them. And I said, can I come over there? And he said, no. He said, we don't trust them. We don't know what they're going to do. I want you sitting in the cockpit ready to go. And I said, that's good enough for me. So anyhow, he sent me about a dozen pictures of the peace team coming, the P-38s, four P-38s circling, two B-25s, and the two Bettys were painted white with green crosses on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Went through that whole shooting match. A friend of mine was the escort officer. His name was Harney Estes, E-S-T-E-S. And here was civilians, military, Navy, Army, Air Force, in the Japanese. There must have been 17, 18 people. There was about a five-minute delay for them to get off of the airplane, and people were getting antsy, and they were arguing about who ranked who and who was going to be first off.
Typical military.
And they climbed in the C-54 and went down to talk to MacArthur. MacArthur apparently talked to Truman, and they decided if they wanted Hirohito kept alive, that's probably a good point. He was just as guilty as all the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it all worked out okay on the USS Missouri. They signed that surrender, and we remember that anniversary each and every year. Well, we're just about out of time on the program today, but Ed, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing some of your experiences. Thank you for your service to our country. I know we didn't even touch the tip of the iceberg of what you experienced with all your years serving well past World War II. You mentioned Korea and your time in the Air National Guard long after that. I have the utmost respect for you and what you've done, and I thank you for that. That's Ed Roddy, our guest this week on Hometown Heroes. We'll be back with another program next week. Remember, if you miss part of the program, you can catch it online. Go to KMJ580.com, click on KMJ Podcast, and then find the link for Hometown Heroes. That's our program this afternoon. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Paul Leffler on News Talk 580 KMJ.
The largest gathering of single women in your town is sitting right at your fingertips.
Uh-huh. No way!
What? Say again?
Get out.
Guys, visit Cupid.com. Why subject yourself to the bar scene or blind dates set up by well-meaning friends who are ill-equipped to feed your dog, let alone suggest a potential spouse? Come to Cupid.com, see the profiles for yourself, and make your own mind up. Free to browse anonymously and just by registering, which is also free, by the way, you can find and contact one of the many single women in your backyard.
That rocks like Slayer!
Sign up for a basic membership and you can begin making connections immediately. Just by joining, you can make free eye contacts with other members, and any gold member can send you a message to start a conversation.
Gotcha.
It's that easy.
I like it!
Cupid.com. Why not join the party?
What are you waiting for?
Cupid.com. Because sometimes love is closer than you think.
This is the 50,000-watt information, weather, and traffic leader. Peak Broadcasting's News Talk 580. KMJ Fresno.
The news starts now.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The word on gasoline prices, not so good for us consumers in the latest report from Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices moved up 9 cents in 2 weeks. Regular grade is 320. We will probably see another 20, 30 cents at the pump very soon.
Yes, she did say another 20 to 30 cents at the pump. She says the retailers and the refiners haven't made enough money lately. There are reports Countrywide Financial Corporation is being investigated by federal agents for possible securities fraud. Wall Street Journal and the New York Times say the investigation's early, but the expensive question is whether or not company officials exaggerated the company's financial position and the quality of the mortgages it was holding. Countrywide officials say they're not aware of that investigation. In the meantime, the foreclosure pain continues, as does the conundrum. conundrum of how to help.
Among the latest housing market warning signals, the number of homes entering foreclosure hit the highest level in history in the fourth quarter of last year. Spokeswoman Dana Perino explained the Bush administration's stand.
We do not believe that the American taxpayer should be bailing out lenders or borrowers, but what we do believe is that we can help try to bring them together.
Congress in the coming week will consider legislation designed to encourage lenders who agree to reduce the principal on delinquent loans to help borrowers afford to pay. The foreclosure rate is expected to keep rising for the rest of 08. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Pharmaceuticals, drugs have been found in the drinking water of 28 major metro areas. 41 million people can be affected. Antibiotics, depression drugs, mood stabilizers, sex hormones, all kinds of painkillers.
It's kind of stunning. Almost every stream that we look in, we can measure caffeine.
Anthony Oftenkamp at Stroud Water Research Center.
I don't think this is a human health issue. It's really much more about keeping water clean and keeping the ecosystems healthy.
Concentrations of these drugs are tiny, measured in parts per billion or even trillion. At least 10 people are dead from Florida to Ohio in weather-related incidents, from shoveling snow to highway accidents. Electricity's coming back on. People are digging out from Cleveland to Maine, where a foot and a half and more of snow fell. Among the new inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tomorrow night, Madonna, John Mellencamp, the Dave Clark Five, Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff, blues harmonica superstar Little Walter, and a guitar group from the West Coast.
Before Kurt Cobain, before Jimi Hendrix, the Northwest had the Ventures. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation says the Seattle area band defined instrumental rock and roll in the 60s with hits like Walk Don't Run. Don Wilson, one of the band founders, has to agree.
Well, I think we've influenced so many guitar players, and a lot of them, who are famous today. The list goes on and on. I couldn't even begin.
Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
This is CBS News.
Vino Robles Winery celebrates Zinfandel Festival weekend, March 14th through 16th. Join us Friday evening for an artist reception featuring Fine Arts by Thomas. Enjoy Venetian appetizers and our newest release, the 2006 Zinfandel. Stop by during the weekend and discover all of our other award-winning estate wines. Located along Highway 46 East, 3 miles from Highway 101, the Vino Robles Tasting Room blends the winery Swiss heritage with a stunning California Mission-style design. For more details, visit vinorobles.com.
Now, a Clovis Marine Crest and Sunset Bay pontoon boats powered by Honda. Hi, Dave Flum here, avid fisherman and owner of Clovis Marine. Crest pontoon boats have been creating family fun on the water for 5 decades. Crest has a boat for every occasion, fishing, tubing, skiing, or just relaxing on the water. Sunset Bay is an entry-level pontoon boat with the same great construction and warranty as Crest. At Clovis Marine, we have the perfect boat for every family and budget. All boats are powered by the best. A quiet, fuel-efficient Honda. Honda's spring program includes a 5-year factory warranty and interest rates that'll be sure to float your boat. And here's more great news. Honda recently ranked Clovis Marine the number one servicing dealer on the West Coast. Why trust your engine to anyone else? Honda program's in soon, so stop by or call today. 291-5737. That's 291-5737. Or visit us online at clovismarine.com. Clovis Marine, where quality is never a question.
We broadcast as Crime Stoppers. Text the tip.
There are a ton of different ways you can express yourself.
Your clothes, your hair,
your name,
your music.
But graffiti?
It costs $300 every time we have to clean up a tagged wall on campus.
Come clean, Fresno High.
So turn in a tagger, text the tip.
Text tip 548, then type your message, and then at the end put crime.
It's easy and it's completely confidential.
Erase the hate, warriors!
This message is brought to you by
Crime Stoppers and Peak Broadcasting.
You're listening to News Talk 580 KMJ Fresno. Due to the length of today's Bulldog Baseball program, we now join Beyond the Beltway, already in progress.
Who's the head of the Republican Party?
Before we go too far, Phil, I want to stick to the question. The winner is, how are you going to define it? Charles Lipson from the University of Chicago.
Well, I'm reminded of that great line by Will Rogers, who said that he wasn't a member of any organized party. He was a Democrat. And that's certainly how it looks. But not only for the Michigan and Florida mess, but for a proportional representation, which is essentially a European style rather than the way that most American states work. I just think you could end up with a real problem, because what Jack was saying, which is you could end up with three real problems. One is you wouldn't have a well-defined winner by the convention. The second is you could have Hillary winning the big in-play states. It's the states like Pennsylvania and maybe Arizona and these kinds of states that will really be in play. And the third thing is...
Not likely to win Arizona.
Well, Arizona has changed.
Not likely to win Arizona.
I think you're right. I think that they'll go...
Nevada.
Well, in any event, the big in-play state. And the final thing is, it's going to be very hard, I think, if the Democrats nominate a person who has not won the popular vote in the primaries. That is, this issue is going to come up. If Barack remains ahead in the popular vote, he's going to start bringing that up.
Not only that, but if it goes for Hillary, you're going to disaffect the African-American population.
Oh,
if
yeah.
it goes with
oh,
Barack,
yeah.
you're going to disaffect women.
We've
these are
got,
natural
we've
constituencies.
Got, we can do a whole segment on all of these points. 1-800-723-8289. We want to bring you involved back to early from Chicago.
You've heard the horror stories about meth. It's a powerful, dangerous, and highly addictive drug that's having a serious effect on communities and horrible effects on families across the country. But there is reason for hope. Treatment for meth addiction is available, and it works. All it takes is someone to care. If you know someone using meth, get involved and help them get on the path to recovery. For more information, visit methresources.gov or call 800-662-HELP. Sponsored by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
It's time to stop what you're doing. And go red for women.
Go red.
Start loving your heart today. Visit goredforwomen.org.
Go red.
And take the Go Red Heart Checkout. Get to know your own heart.
Go Red!
The American Heart Association invites you to help stop heart disease.
Go Red!
To Go Red for Women and give your heart the love it deserves.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-224-3408.
This works. Call the number.
800-224-3408. 800-224-3408.
Look in the sky. It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's Captain Caregiver. His mission? Ensuring the sick and injured are comfortable and well cared for.
Maybe no one says so, but taking care of a friend or family member does make you a superhero. Luckily, you can get everything you need, from prescriptions to scooters and oxygen, at Ray Fisher Pharmacy. And if you're feeling unsure and overwhelmed, that's okay. Just stop by. The staff at Ray Fisher Pharmacy can help you find exactly what you need to help your loved one. Visit their website at rayfisher.com.
Beyond the Beltway on News Talk 580 KMJ.
From Fort Wayne, Indiana to Sharon, Pennsylvania, you're listening to Beyond the Beltway, 1-800-723-8289. We're talking about the Democrats' dilemma, and you know, you might say that there's this great all the riches in the Democratic Party, which is true. Indiana to Sharon, Pennsylvania. You're listening to Beyond the Beltway, 1-800-723-8029. We're talking about the Democrats' dilemma, and you know, you might say that there's this great all the riches in the Democratic Party, which is true. Got two solid candidates, but again, this party could explode if it isn't handled right. And I want to go back to just the basic question I asked at the beginning of the show, and that is, how are you going to define a winner? Because the rules have always been, it's the person with the most delegates. So now you have a clear, you have someone who's leading with elected delegates. You bring up the issue of popular votes. Well, popular votes really don't mean anything for the nomination. They don't really mean anything for the general election. But the Democrats made such a big deal of it in 2000. I think it's in the mindset. It's certainly part of the fairness quotient.
And they're these super delegates that are swingable.
Right. And here's the question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Super delegates.
I'm sorry. They wear those big S's on their chest.
Now let's talk about their challenges. Okay. So the question is it the person who wins the most states? The big states, the blue states, the red states, or does a superdelegate make a decision based on what's best for them, which gets into the demographics that he or she needs to make? Jack?
The automatic delegate.
Which one are you arguing? You're arguing for the big states, right?
That and another issue as well, because you're supposed to use your own discretion and do what's best for the party. And I think those folks ought to sit back, take a deep breath, and determine who they want as their nominee and who can beat McCain in
November.
That's
what they ought to do, but what are they going to do?
I think,
and what's best for the party, though, but someone who is a congressman, we had Tim Ryan of Youngstown, Ohio on the show a couple of weeks ago. He was saying, and he's a superdelegate because he's a member of Congress, as is every elected official at the congressional level.
Right.
Well, I mean, someone who runs well in Youngstown, Ohio, maybe that was Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Maybe someone in Ohio would be Hillary Clinton. So superdelegates in Ohio are going to do that. If you're from, let's say, Vermont, or you're from even Illinois, you might go for a different demographic because that's the demographic you're looking for.
I think they have to
You live in a college town.
But look at what happened in Massachusetts. You had the governor, you had Senator Kennedy. They all came out for Barack.
John Kerry.
And John Kerry, and Hillary wins by 16 points.
Right.
Now by Barack's warped thinking, he's saying, well, those folks have to vote for Hillary.
I agree with that. And I think they should.
I disagree.
Well, but something else is going to happen. Let's be realistic about this and not idealistic. The superdelegates are political figures, and the decision will be made for political reasons. And what's going to happen? And I know for sure that everybody here knows it's going to happen. The person and the campaign that can best organize the superdelegates is the person who's going to be the nominee for the presidency of the United States. And right now, the smart money says, you know, the Clintons know how to play this game. The Clintons are rough and tough, and they've done it before. There's the other thought that says, you know what? While people weren't looking, Barack Obama created this incredible grassroots political campaign, and he can organize the superdelegates. And that's where the battle is going to be.
Initially, Brian, and I want to get everybody's response. Professor, I'll let you start with first. Initially, wasn't the idea, the purpose of the superdelegate, is that these were the party pros who basically knew better than the masses? They didn't say that. But the reality was, this was to guard against some wacko candidate that was going to take the party right over the edge.
I think that there was
have that scenario now, right?
But we also,
there isn't anything, you could argue that there really isn't anything to fear if no matter who you pick. You're not picking some third. You're not picking Dennis Kucinich.
No, but if they do pick one or the other, they do disaffect a major constituency in the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
No matter how they cut it,
well,
that's going to happen.
But they want a Democratic Party, and they have one.
Yes, yes.
Because they've let the people vote.
Yes, they did. And they're and it's going to be a problem for them. And they are elected officials, and it is going to be the old, where's mine? How does this affect me? How did I get elected? How do I stay elected?
I think there's that.
And that's
but
the way
I think if you're a congressional representative, you look at how your district
Absolutely.
Voted.
I think if you're a senator, you look at how your state voted. So I think that, and of course, you're right, Bruce, the Clinton machine is extremely well organized. They've been out there. Lanny Davis is tanned and rested and ready, and, you know, and we see him on TV every day now.
But I would argue, as Brian said, the Obama camp, they're not slackers in this
campaign. No, not at all.
The surprise in this campaign was when the first fundraising results came out.
That's absolutely...
That was the signal.
The more this is a rugby scrum, though, among the insiders, the more it favors Hillary. The more it's the early grassroots, get back... a web video. I mean, the Barack Obama web video, just spectacular stuff.
I want to get your response to this. Because the Clinton, and again, just if you look at these competing coalitions that are out there, and again, I'm going to speak in broad terms now, and obviously there are exceptions to everything I'm about here to say, but at the moment, you might be able to argue that the Obama coalition is men, independent-minded voters, younger voters, black voters, maybe more educated voters, maybe more suburban voters. And that the Hillary Clinton vote is female, maybe more party regulars, older, blue collar, less educated, lower economic, you know, rung of the ladder. Does anybody disagree with the sort of the broad?
That's right, but I would add one thing. I think that Barack is also tilting a little more liberal within the party than Hillary.
Okay, which may be where that blue collar element comes in.
It could be.
Here's my point: if everybody sort of agrees with the premise of where these dual coalitions are going, and you really need both of them if you're going to beat the Republicans, and you don't want to lose anybody, because Hillary has an older, more mature, maybe more party regulars with her team.
Mm-hmm.
Is her constituency more likely to stick with the Democratic Party no matter what happens, even if Obama gets the nomination, as opposed to his coalition, which may be a lot of young people who will be disheartened, they're not going to vote, or black voters who are there because of the pride of African American candidate, and they're going to fall off because their enthusiasm is going to be down. So is his coalition less secure for the party nominee in November, in your view, Jack?
I there was some recent polls showing that depending on who the Democratic nominee, who would migrate to John McCain,
right,
much more of the support would go to McCain if Hillary was not the nominee for the Democrats. I was surprised because
which group later, would it be the independents?
The independents would go, and it was startling, the difference. I mean, it was much different. It was like 5-1. It was like 10%
to 2.
I'd like
to see that.
I'd like to see that poll, because I would argue
that for every independent that may go one way, a blue-collar voter, frankly, may be more comfortable with McCain because of the personality, the style. I mean, he's a guy you'd go have a beer with. Barack Obama's not a guy you'd have a beer with.
Right, but plus you'd lose a lot of the Latino vote, because in the last election, George Bush had a spike in Latino votes and a spike in women votes. And if Hillary's not the nominee, I believe that those votes are going over to McCain.
Is it tied to race in any way, Jack? Let's put it on
absolutely.
The table.
I mean, no one ever wants to talk about it, but there is that racial element. I mean, there are people out there.
Hispanic voters and blue-collar voters?
Sure. I mean, I think that'll be out there, too. And women, too, are going to just, I think, you know, just be concerned. I think they feel that she has been unfairly beaten up in this by the media
by
others.
But
that's
Judy,
the first thing.
It depends
and
on
second
the
of
age.
All, I
depends
think...
Depends on the
look,
age, Brian.
Right.
Right.
Judy,
right. And then I do think they also understand that she is probably the only woman out there with enough bulk to actually get elected president of the United States. This is not a dainty Elizabeth Dole-type campaign. This is for real. It's on the money. And she's going to go there for... She's going to be there for the
count. I said last week on this program that if Hillary Clinton doesn't make it this year,
mm-hmm,
there may not be a woman running for president in a serious way for a long, long
time. I'd go 50 years or more. I mean, that glass ceiling was
we've heard hogwash.
Yeah, I think that's hogwash. Well, but Hillary is simply the first of tremendously qualified women who will be running for president of the United States.
Who's
Barack
in the pipeline?
Let's
who would be the next runner-up?
Let's deal with names now.
I don't know who's in the pipeline, but
mind?
I didn't know that Barack Obama was going to run for president. Was he in the pipeline 2 years ago? Did people say Barack Obama is going to be challenging
him? I would say that you might be able to say the same thing.
Governor's offices.
If Hillary Clinton does not win it this time and doesn't win the presidency this time,
mm-hmm.
Barack Obama can be back in 4 years and run again.
Right.
I don't think you can say that for Hillary Clinton.
No, she's
on. This is her shot. She's not gonna, at 64, she's not running for president again.
Oh, I don't know that.
The only way
women would be treated differently.
The only way that you're going to get a female president under these circumstances, if she does not win in her own right, would be you would have a male president, he dies in office, and you have a female vice president.
You know, it's also
she
true
wins
that
by
the
default.
Republicans, if you run and you don't win, you come back to run again. I mean, look at Reagan challenged. It's
That's
just
either.
Not true among the Democrats. Kennedy challenges Carter, and he's gone. Where's Dole? I mean, where is Gore? Where is Kerry? Bradley, they're just dead after one shot. So I wouldn't take it for granted that Barack Obama is ready. I mean, he might be.
Frankly, I don't think he could run again because by that time he would have a track record in the Senate. He would no longer be this tabula rasa here that's out there.
Well, he wouldn't generate that brand new enthusiasm.
You wouldn't have that rock star thing.
He would be an aging rock star at that point.
Mick Jagger.
They still pack the stadiums. 1-800-723-8029. When we come back, we got a full board of lights. We'll bring them into our conversation when we take America's political pulse from coast to coast and border to border. When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-449-1415. For a one-time professional fee, American Tax Relief can get you the second chance you've never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-449-1415. That's 1-800-449-1415.
My name is Kim. 2 years ago, at the age of 28, I was diagnosed with a heart condition.
Kim's irregular heartbeat affected everyday life, and her medications meant she wouldn't be starting the family she dreamed of. Using a new procedure, Kim's cardiologist at Cahuilla Delta treated the problem and eliminated the need for heart medications.
Now I can go back to my normal life. I feel great.
Cahuilla Delta Healthcare District. More than medicine. Life.
My name is Juanita, and on August the 31st, 2006, I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
The news was shocking, but Juanita wouldn't let it slow her down. SRCC became Juanita's safe haven throughout her cancer treatments.
Because of the staff at the Sequoia Regional Cancer Center, I'm able to do all the things that I want to do.
Sequoia Regional Cancer Center. More than medicine. Life.
If you own a home in the Fresno area, I'm telling you, you have a ridiculous opportunity to lock in a mortgage rate as low as 5.5% with an APR of 5.6. Did you hear that? 5.5%. Listen, that's not just low, that's crazy low. I'm Hayes Barnard, owner of Paramount Equity Mortgage, and the fact is, we are one of the only mortgage banks in the country that can truly deliver these rates and the flexible programs you need to put money back in your pocket every single month.
Don't be paralyzed by the negative housing stories. If you need to jump out of a rising adjustable, jump right now. Our 5.5% rate can save you an outrageous amount of money. There's zero out-of-pocket expenses, and I'm going to pay for your home to be appraised. So make one simple 5-minute call right now to 456-6000. And when you like it, lock it while you can. Paramount Equity is committed to saving our neighbors money. Call 559-456-6000.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations.
You're listening to Beyond the Beltway on News Talk 580 KMJ.
Jacksonville, Florida to Seattle, Washington. You're listening to Beyond the Beltway, 1-800-723-8029. The call's in just a moment. Joining us this evening, we have Jack Franks. Jack Franks is the co-chair of the Hillary Clinton campaign here in the state of Illinois. He is a veteran state representative. And also joining us is Charles Lipson from the University of Chicago, who hails from Marks, Mississippi. And Mississippi will go to the polls next Tuesday. It's their time in the spotlight. On the other side of the table this evening, we have Judy Bart Topinka, who is a longtime member of the Republican establishment in the state of Illinois. Four times elected to state treasurer, ran for governor, former chairman of the state party.
Yeah, they've pretty well done it all.
And you've done it all, and a veteran reporter, and also has her own radio talk show on WJGG. And also with us is Brian Boyer, who's a noted television documentarian, who's just finished a new documentary. It's coming up on PBS in the next month or so. And
March
it's on
31st and April 7th.
Tell us about
it's called
it.
Retirement
you
Revolution.
Tell us about it in the beginning of it.
Yeah, we have most of the real experts in the United States. We have real American households. It's a fascinating take a look at the lives and circumstances of 78 million baby boomers who are starting to retire as of January 1st.
Did you say that a little louder there?
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah,
from
well,
them.
I'm really surprised to find myself right there in the midst of it. That is what happens, isn't it?
Well, we will be.
I'm 1 year out, you know, but kind of watch and see what's coming up down the pike here, you know.
Will we watch that? March 31st on PBS.
And then at 9 p.m. in the Midwest, 10 p.m. East Coast time, and I never know what time it is on the West Coast.
Very good. Well, everybody will check their listings. We've been talking about the tightness of the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, and here are the latest polls. These are the Newsweek polls just out today. Obama at 45%, Hillary Clinton at 44%, and if you're a superdelegate and you want to talk about electability, who can win in November? Well, look at this. Obama against John McCain. Obama 46, McCain 45, well within the margin of error. You talk about Hillary Clinton, let's look at that matchup. Hillary Clinton 48, John McCain 46, within the margin of error. So if you are a superdelegate, you're not, there's no thumb on this scale. This is a tough decision for you to make. Let's go to calls. Let's go to John, listening to us in Jacksonville, Florida, listening to us on XM Radio, POTUS 130. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking the call. One of the things that really bothers a lot of us in the body politic is the intellectual dishonesty and the spin. How about some real truth tonight? To the Clinton supporter, you never answered the question about what big states that are Democratic strongholds that Barack wouldn't carry, because you couldn't answer it, because he will carry all of those. What Republican is going to carry California? What Republican is going to carry New York? McCain's not going to carry Connecticut. He's not going to carry Massachusetts. So let's be honest and not and all this spin all the time. That's what bothers a lot of us. To the McCain supporter, he's a great guy. In fact, I gave him some money in 2000. I shouldn't say that.
All right.
But I did. But my point, that's, I was trying to knock out George Bush. But anyway, but my point is that it's not about Barack being a rock star. And I would refer you to the great article done in Rolling Stone. What it is a paradigm transformation shift from the ground up, not from the top down. Most things, people come in, they bring in the consultants, they bring in the ad people, they bring in the spin people, and they all then train folk and then go down from the top. This campaign is the opposite. It's from the ground up. So when people own the campaign, they actually sign up online and they're contacted. They own it. It's not like people come in and tell them, now this is what you got to do. They actually own the campaign. So when they come to and Obama event, they're excited about their own ownership in the process. So it's not about a rock star. some tabula rasa blank slate to throwing up all of their aspirations. I know Barack said something about that, but that was also spun incorrectly. He doesn't mean that. What it is that people are able to own a piece of this thing like they've never been able to own it before. The last thing I'll say to you is this.
John, before you say the last thing, let's let Jack pop in, because you sort of challenged him on being evasive about that first question. That is, what are the blue states that Barack Obama would lose?
He would lose Florida. And we see what happens when Democrats lose Florida. He would not be able to keep that together. When Gore lost Florida, he lost the presidency. Clinton crushed Obama in that primary. We know that it was just a beauty contest. Listen, they were both on the ballot. It was a snapshot of time. Neither one was campaigning there, except Obama did spend money on national TV, which Clinton didn't, and she whooped him in Florida. He would not carry Florida, and as a result, the Democrats would lose the presidency.
You think she would carry Florida with Charlie Crist out there? What, not if Charlie Crist was on the ticket.
She
would acknowledge that?
I know she's going to win Florida. I think she's very strong.
Not if Charlie Crist is on the ticket with McCain.
No, but she's done very... Yeah, well, that's
another dynamic
there. I'm not sure he'd put him on for... I'm not sure that the Republicans are going to be doing a Southern strategy. They don't need a Southern strategy.
Let's hear the Obama person respond, then we'll go back to John.
Well, I happen to be very interested in what this caller is saying, because I was very much involved in a similar grassroots campaign in 1983 when Harold Washington ran for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I know the power of the grassroots, and it's extraordinary, and it is like a storm. It's a fact of nature, and it moves all the waves in front of it. It's extraordinary, and Barack does have that. It's something to behold, and it's really powerful.
John, I'm going to come back to you, but I want to let me just kind of follow up and ask the flip question to Jack. Are there red states? You have dismissed the fact that Barack Obama is doing well as a Democrat in primaries and caucuses in states that are going to be red states.
Right.
Is there no red state that Barack Obama might be able to put in play? If there was a tremendous turnout of African-American, if there was the African-American turnout in South Carolina, we don't know what it's going to be like in Mississippi, or we knew what it was like in Alabama. Is it possible that with a huge black turnout, some of those southern states, maybe North Carolina, maybe South Carolina, and certainly Virginia, couldn't they flip and be Republicans Democratic states?
It could happen. You look at these
more so than if Hillary was the candidate.
Well, I think she could win Nevada. I think she could win New Mexico, which are historically red states. But you're right. With these primary numbers, I was counting up all the Republicans together, didn't have as much as the loser and either the Democrats who were running in these typically Republican states. So there may be a change that we're not sure what's going to happen, but I think she's got a better shot.
You know, there's something else we're not talking about, and that is that the economy is really in trouble. And if I'll say this without question, if the Dow Jones is below 10,000 and Election Day, the Democratic candidate is going to get 60% or more of the vote, whether it's Hillary or whether it's Barack. There is no question about it.
Yeah,
John, back to you for the final word. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I literally rebut this real quickly from the gentleman from the Clinton campaign. Number one, there were 1.9 million Republicans that voted, 1.7 million Democrats, all across in Florida's election, all across the country. The Dems are out voting Republicans, sometimes double the amount. That's indicative. There are people in Florida who knew that their ballot was not going to count. So that discounts it. Number two, if Florida was not a blue state last time, it was a red state. So therefore, that's, once again, intellectual dishonesty. You're not talking apples and apples. Last thing is this. As a pastor, which I am, and I talk to pastors across the country, and this came back from a major conference with a lot of pastors, and we got to talking around the water cooler. Because of the damage, and this is for the Democrat representative there, for the damage that Clinton has already done, hear me, and this is an informed opinion. I won't give you my resume or who on Capitol Hill knows me. But let me say this to you. From the damage he's done already, with Barack taking the most pledged delegates, if they switch up through some kind of intellectual gymnastics and give this campaign to Hillary, you have lost, I repeat, you have lost the black church and primarily the black vote.
This is a very important comment.
Absolutely factual. I know what I'm talking about.
Jack Franks. Last word to Jack. No. Let him respond.
I appreciate that comment, but I respectfully disagree, because just a few months ago, people were talking about Bill Clinton as the first black president. People know the Clinton's commitment to diversity and to working with the African-American community. I believe that they will support Hillary. And,
no, they won't.
And nobody's stealing anything.
That's, if you look, not if you listen to Black Talk Radio. That's not the message that I hear on the radio.
No, I think
not at all.
If she,
not at all.
What do you, can I ask you, John?
Sure.
If Hillary finishes strong so that she ends up winning some of these big states like Pennsylvania, and it looks as if Barack is fading, are you sticking to your point that they essentially won't come over?
That's a good question.
I think it is a matter of absolute fact, and I really do. Now we can weigh the merits of it. I'm not talking about spin or intellect. I'm being honest with you. We've had conversations about it. You can disagree. I don't think you're contextually or existentially in a place to disagree, because I know what
they
I'm talking about.
They won't vote for McCain. I'm assuming what they'll do is just stay home.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, and there are some who have said they would rather vote for McCain, because, understand this, Toni Morrison said that Bill Clinton was the first black president. Toni Morrison said that. African American never said that. And now Toni Morrison has said no. Barack Obama is her candidate.
John, listen, we're going to move on. Listen, I thank you very much. For those of you who, again, this is for the radio audience, you didn't hear this because it was on the television version of the show last week. Dan Proft, who's a Republican operative in Illinois, he made this observation having looked at the math. If John McCain wins every state that George Bush won last time, but loses Ohio, if he wins New Hampshire, he'll still be president of the United States. He'll win by 2 electoral votes. And John McCain does very well in New Hampshire. In fact, John McCain, I believe, is in New Hampshire tonight on his way going back to Europe. So look at that math. It's fascinating math. John McCain is this is going to be a close race no matter who wins.
Tells you is that the southern states and some of the western states where the Republicans have traditionally been very strong are gaining electoral votes. But as they've done so, many of them have swung from being surefire Republican winners to contested states, Colorado being a good
much
example.
Much more independent.
Yeah,
you know,
very good.
Problematic for us.
And also it depends a lot on who gets selected as a running mate, because, again, if Hillary Clinton picks an Evan Bayh, that could put Indiana in play. 1-800-723-8289. I'm Bruce Dumont. Back shortly. From Chicago.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to score.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit score.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Does this sound familiar? Do you slump in your seat to avoid the stares of other drivers?
Hey, buddy, nice car!
Don't like driving your car because it's harming the valley's air quality? Well, how about a new car? You could win one with the Chuck Chancey Goes Green giveaway. Every Saturday through March 29th, Chuck Chancey is giving away a brand new 2008 Camry Hybrid. That's a car you can drive with pride. You'll also have multiple chances to win $1,000 of green. Total giveaway of over $150,000. Because at Chuck Chancey, it's easy being green. Just play with your rewards card and earn drawing tickets daily. The more you play, the more chances to win. Who knew going green was so much fun? The Chuck Chancey Goes Green Giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino on Highway 41 just north of Fresno. Must be 21 or older to game. Call 1-866-7-WIN-WIN for details.
You've heard the phrase, love is in the air, right? What does that mean? Love is in the air.
I'd like to think love is a more precious entity than some airborne thing that can haphazardly land on you. Love is something that takes time, energy, and work. Yes, you should work on love. And if you're a guy who is actively looking for love, Cupid.com is the place for you. We've got thousands of single women located in your area that are actively seeking love as well. You owe it to yourself to check it out. It's free to sign up, and from there, you can easily search the site. Find someone interesting, contact her with one of Cupid.com's free eye contacts, or better yet, if you become a gold member, you can send her a personal message. Who knows? You may find the woman who turns out to be your one true love. The bonus is, she can find you as well. When you join, you fill out your own personal profile information, and based on what you write, your dream lady may just contact you. So what are you waiting for? Love may not be in the air, but love can, in fact, be found online.
Cupid.com. Because sometimes love is closer than you think.
This hour of programming is brought to you in part by Kaiser Permanente.
You're listening to Beyond the Beltway on News Talk 580 KMJ.
New Hampshire to Lebanon, Oregon. You're listening to Beyond the Beltway. Let's go to Burlington, Iowa. Jay is listening to us on KBUR. Go ahead. Nice to hear from Iowa again. Jay, are you there? Jay, are you there?
He's gone to a caucus.
I would say he's caucusing.
He's caucusing.
Jay is caucusing. Let's go to Eduardo listening in Chicago. Go ahead.
Yeah, another great show.
Thank you.
The DNC wants to do the reboot in the two states. There might be illegals getting those ballots in the mail or non-residents, and I think it'd be better for them to do it in person so they can verify the voter's registration.
There seem to be a lot of problems with doing a revote, and I noticed that Senator Levin came out against it in Michigan. I think they're going to have to...
Well, the cost alone, who's going to pay for it?
Democrats will have to raise that money because there's no way that states are going to do it. It looks like it's a possibility in Florida, though.
Yeah, Michigan can't afford it, for God's sake.
What is the position now about from the Clinton campaign about revoting in Michigan and Florida?
I'm not sure. I know they want them seated because we won them both. I don't think they want to have a revote.
No, Jack, I heard something last night, and it came from a very highly placed Democratic official talking about things perhaps you shouldn't have been talking about. But this person was saying that from the very beginning in Florida and Michigan, a deal has been cut with the Democratic Party to give the vote to Hillary, and that it's been engineered from the get.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I would totally disagree with that.
If they seat those delegates against the rules, I think that there'll just be an explosion within that party.
So
they either have
Dean
to.
Is holding
what
firm.
I want to make sure I got everybody's position. Your position is.
My position is that they can't seat anyone unless they have a revote, and if they have a revote, it seems likely they may be able to raise the money and do that in Florida. It seems a little less likely in Michigan, but they'll have to.
Brian, what is your position? What should they do?
My position is they should have a special election.
Jack, what's your position? Personally, I'm not speaking on behalf of the campaign.
I think no one should be disenfranchised. I think we should have votes.
After you have that many people turn out, whether their votes count or not, that many people, and sizable truly, states like Michigan and Florida, and you would disenfranchise them at a Democratic convention. If I were a Democrat, I'd have a fit over that.
But here's my point. Here's my point.
Right.
Why don't you have your fit against the people at the beginning of the process who, frankly, tried to conspire, tried to cheat? They devised a way to get around the party rules, which everybody agreed to, including all the candidates.
Right.
The party gave the rules. Everybody knew what the rules were. All the candidates signed the documents about it. They all knew they were breaking the rules.
And that's
Why
all true.
Why should they be reported or recorded at all?
And that's all true.
I don't
true.
Think they should be rewarded at all.
That's all true. You're very logical. It's not the emotional argument. The emotional argument still is people voted. They want to be included. And I think they will force that issue.
See, I think this reinforces a bad image of the Democratic Party. They
that's
make
right.
a rule. you know what? And they find a way to get around it. They're not strong on law and order. They don't care about who follows the rules, whether it's letting people in the country, whatever the case may be.
I think the whole primary system stinks the way the Democrats have it, first of all. I think it gives way too much influence
on
small
states. But now
they're
being treated, they'll be treating them specially. You tried to screw the party, and the party is now saying,
they can't do it, Bruce. You're right.
We're giving it back to you.
You're absolutely right, Bruce.
But by the same token,
every Democrat in those states should have their butts thrown out of office by the Democratic holders in those states. That's what should happen.
Everybody's clever by too much. I mean, look at Illinois. I was the only Democrat to vote against moving our primary up. Here in Illinois, they were too smart, because if they would have left it where it was late March, it'd have a lot more influence.
It would have some influence, right?
As well as Michigan.
That was the dopiest thing, and your vote was very right on that.
The American electoral system, with the first past the post rather than proportional like they do in Europe, is all about taking small majorities and converting them into large governing majorities at the electoral level, right? The Democrats, by turning their votes into proportional system, have managed to create a tie. And this is what we see in governments in Italy and France and
that have
proportional representation. This was dumb on many different levels.
But it is a way to get around this, because obviously you don't want to rile up the Democrats in those states, because those states are vital to win the general election.
You got it, my friend. You got it.
But so what about saying, okay, you've got 50 delegates, you've got 40 delegates. What about evenly dividing them? And, you know, if 50% goes to Hillary, 50% goes to Barack, it doesn't change the current battle at all. It puts the pressure back on more of the superdelegates.
Well, but what you're doing is now you're leaving the voters out of the chance to solve this problem that the Democrats are going to be facing. Look.
Oh, they can solve the problem. They can throw out the Democrats that created the problem.
If one candidate or the other wins Pennsylvania, and then there are the runoff elections in Florida and Michigan, and the same candidate wins those two, now you have a full head of steam, and now you're going to be able to have peace at the convention.
You won't have peace at the convention.
You won't.
They're shredding each other.
Yeah.
Florida, I mean, there's an argument there you can make. Since both were on the ballot, they could count that. I mean, Michigan, Barack was on the ballot, and then he pulled off.
Right.
So that one, I think, is a different issue.
They have to test. I think if Florida becomes the state again.
I think you've got to treat them, and then, of course, you've got Charlie Crist in there pouring up fuel on the fire, saying, well, I think we should have another election.
It's the Bermuda Triangle down there.
Right.
I love
it. And, of course, for him, it would be good, because the Democrats would be spending more money, and, if Hillary ends up as the nominee, at least I think the Republicans at this moment think that she might be the easier of the two candidates to beat. I don't know whether I buy that anymore. Anyway, we've got lots of callers on the line. If you're watching us on television, you're going to miss it. If you're listening to us on radio, we got another full hour, 1-800-723-8289. I'm Bruce Dumont, back shortly from Chicago.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-449-1415. For a one-time professional fee, American Tax Relief can get you the second chance you've never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-449-1415. That's 1-800-449-1415.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to score.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet...
Tell me what you want.
Dell has people talking, like the customer who wrote, perfect laptop for small business. It's perfectly priced, too. Now, save $300 on a select Dell Vostro laptop featuring Intel Core 2 Duo processor. Put Dell to work for your small business at Dell.com/radio. Prices do not include taxes and other fees. Limited time offer. U.S. only, subject to change.
Looking for a better night's sleep? Tired of aches and pains keeping you up? Starting tonight, switch to Advil PM. A better night's sleep than with Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Look for savings now on Advil PM at participating stores and check your Sunday paper on March 9th for a special coupon for Advil PM. Use only as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
News Talk 580 AMJ Fresno.
The news starts now.